You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Carbondale has expected a new city market for many years now. The project has been kicked down the road again and again. This past Tuesday, it was delayed yet another time. Here's Joel Starbuck, who's on city market side of the deal, speaking to Carbondale's Board of Trustees.
At that point, I thought I knew something. And then the following day, I did not know something. So I'm waiting to know something.
The trustees granted Starbuck a 6 extension. It's for 90 days. To learn more, we turn to Wyatt Orme. He's our reporter based in Carbondale. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So, Wyatt, what is Starbuck talking about there? What didn't he know?
What he didn't know is whether or not he's going to get the money that he needs. And to understand why this is, we have to zoom way, way, way out. On June 16th, Amazon bought Whole Foods, and this caused major disruption among huge corporate grocers and retail alike. So I think large grocers are just a little cautious right now in terms of investing money in new capital projects. So this comes at kind of an awkward time because the project is pretty much ready to go. It's all teed up. There's a complete set of building plans that have been approved by the town, and Starbuck has to come back to the trustees and say, I need yet more time, so please, you know, wait with me.
There are city markets all over the place. How is this city market special?
The city market is especially important for Carbondale, and that's because the current city market makes the town a lot of sales tax revenue. In fact, it makes most of the town's sales tax revenue. But city market currently leases the building that it's in, and that lease will come to an end in about 4 years. The town wants a sales tax generator of that magnitude.
What happens now? What's to stop City Market from just asking for more extensions?
Well, Kroger and Joel Starbuck have until September 28th to close the deal. That's when the 90-day extension will end. The company that owns the property that the proposed City Market will be built on is called MSP3. They have about 24 acres there, and City Market represents only about a third of their project. So they have other things that they're going to do. They're going to build affordable and attainable housing, they say. They're going to have other commercial space. And they said that they are talking to other grocers. So if City Market backs out, it sounds like there's a good chance that another grocer might step in. I was talking with one of the partners of MSP3, and he made it pretty clear that their project is going forward with or without City Market.
Okay, so maybe some answers on this at the end of September.
Maybe.
All right, thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orme. He's speaking about the delay on the building of a new City Market in Carbondale. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.